You're listening to 2024 in Review, a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories of the year from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi, featuring body language and human behavior expert Mark Bowden.
Let's talk about some of the cases that you've observed. Before I name out any names, I am curious as to who historically, dead or alive, that you've watched and observed the moving images of that really, you know, maybe it had you kind of baffled, where maybe it was a steeper hill to climb of trying to decipher what is going on with that individual, because maybe they were very, very good at this. Is there anybody out there like that, I guess, is the first question.
You know what? Nobody comes to mind in that. Nobody really comes to mind, because ultimately, in many cases, we know the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
We know the outcome. And in cases where we're looking at, so for example, been looking at a situation just recently on a YouTube show that I'm part of, the Behavior Panel, Sebastian Rogers, young child who's disappeared. And many people are looking at the parents, mm-hmm. certainly online, they're looking at the parents and going, well, you know, they must be involved in some way. Well, why? Because it's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a mystery, you need a target. You need something to stop the confusion of it. And statistically, you know, it's a fair bet that parents might be involved statistically, but it's not 100%. So it means it's nowhere near 100% that parents will be involved. So we'll bias towards the statistical bias, and we'll create evidence in our minds that makes sense. Now, in this case, myself and all the other guys on the team have looked at that and gone, we would not concentrate on the parents at all.
Really?
in this case, not at all, not at all. Now,
yeah,
they could be the most incredible criminal geniuses that we've come across. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ultimately, everything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Is it probable based on the evidence that we've seen? When I say evidence, I say we are looking at video of them being questioned by a reporter about this, and the reporter is questioning fairly well
mm-hmm.
about this. We're able to observe quite a lot that's going on. Is it possible that they have committed a crime here? It's possible, but it's not at all very probable. If it turns out to be it's them, you would go absolute criminal geniuses, and you would go with that ability, like what else would they have done?
Sure.
And so why is this guy as a criminal genius? Why is he driving a crane?
Mm-hmm.
Like why aren't they running a country?
Yeah.
Or why aren't they like their ability, if they can lie at that level
mm-hmm.
under those circumstances, you know, I would go, well, the world doesn't make any sense there.
Sure.
It makes
sure.
Zero sense.
We're speaking of that, where you have your online sleuths that are out there that are, you know, God knows there's a gazillion of them these days. And some, you know, they seem to kind of have some more accuracy to them, some not so much. How often does the online sleuth community get it wrong, where they're looking at behavior? They may not be an expert anywhere near your level or have much education in that, but they have their gut, and their gut's telling them this or that. How often do you see that and you go, no, you guys are completely wrong?
Yeah. So look, the gut instinct is really important, because the gut instinct is designed to keep you alive today.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't care about being accurate. Yeah. It cares about being careful
mm-hmm.
For your benefit right now, accuracy tomorrow. So it will bias towards negatives. It will have a very, very strong bias based on past history that it's had. It will also forget the times that you got it wrong, where it wasn't fatal or critical. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you'll have a lot of people going, well, I think these people are guilty. Well, why? What's your evidence? Well, I just, I feel it. It's clear. It's like, clear how? Like, give me the moment. Like, but not just one moment. I need a cascade of moments. I need enough moments that I would go, it is so much more probable, not possible. Mm-hmm. It's so much more probable that this person is involved in a crime at this point. And people will go, well, I just feel like it's the case. Okay. And they'll go, and I usually get this stuff right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can I see your stats on that then?
Yeah.
Can I see? And I want to see, I don't want to see how many times you got it right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see how many times you got it right and you got it wrong.
Interesting.
Because if you just go, oh, I got it right 10 times.
Great. Yeah.
Do you remember the 70 that you got it wrong?
Yeah. Yep.
So, and that's how we lead our lives. Look, if we went around with our instinct constantly remembering all the times that we biased towards a negative and we were inaccurate and we missed out on average opportunities, we'd mm-hmm. never live our lives.
Sure.
Anything that we miss out on because of our instinct bias, we just go, it wasn't fatal, nobody died, just forget, erase it from the memory.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we get it right, and it was critical, we remember that. We go, wow, remember when you really thought there was something up and it turned out you were absolutely right and they went on to kill somebody? Like, you want to remember that. Look how good your instinct is. Well, it got it critically right once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah? And so you survived.
Yeah.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.